Service animals have long been a lifeline for the disabled. That sector of the animal population has dramatically increased in the past couple of years as emotional support animals have grown in popularity, but not with everybody. This overall increase of people with service animals looking to access businesses, business services, has resulted in a growing number of those businesses either penalizing people with service animals or outright refusing service, even though there were laws protecting what are true service animals. You're talking about this issue and how the Seeing Eye is working to respond to it is their Senior Specialist for Advocacy and Government Relations, Melissa Ullman. Thanks for being here today, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me.
SeeingEye.org, the website. Learn more about their goal, their work, how you can support them, how you can benefit from their work at SeeingEye.org. And just to place a foundation for the listener, Melissa, you have a service dog, 9-year-old lab golden retriever Luna. You and Luna have been together now since 2017. So, right, should I say happy anniversary for that?
Yes, our anniversary of working together for 7 years was on February 1st. So it's very special.
And indeed, what has been happening now? I refer to the refusal of service, refusal of access, penalties. Even though there were laws on the book, both at a state level here in New Jersey and federal, but there's a pushback against people with service animals, isn't there?
Yes, there absolutely is. And there are a couple of things at play here. One of the things that is happening, and this is actually a good thing, is that more and more people with disabilities, some of which are invisible disabilities, are able to benefit from working with a task-trained service animal. So that is an animal that is trained to perform a task for the benefit of a person with a disability, like guide dogs. You know, guide dogs were the first types of service animals out there. But the other side of that is that there is now, unfortunately, a lot more confusion, both for dog handlers and businesses and other entities around what a service animal really is. So one of the things that's happening is that people are unaware and or maybe sometimes abusing the system and putting vests and things on their animals and on their dogs in particular, and maybe the dog isn't even trained to perform a task or to behave in public, and they're coming in and saying, oh, this is my service animal, or this is my emotional support animal. And sometimes businesses really don't know what to do. But the key thing to remember here is that emotional support animals do not have to be dogs. They can be other types of animals, and really they are only protected in housing. The ADA does not cover emotional support animals, only service animals that are trained to perform a task.
And even in cases of housing, I've seen where housing or landlords, apartment buildings, they'll limit the weight that a service animal could be. It's typically around 30 pounds, for example, which is probably the average size of a larger breed of dog.
Well, it's actually illegal to have weight or breed restrictions on service animals in housing. The Fair Housing Guidelines do not permit that. So that is one issue that does come up, and landlords are sometimes a little bit confused about that. They can do it for pets, but not for service animals.
Now, this is how New Jersey law defines service animals. The law against discrimination requires public accommodation to allow people with disabilities to be accompanied by their service or guide dogs, and defines the service dog as follows, service animal, I should say, as follows. They are included but not limited to being able to pull wheelchairs, retrieve dropped items, seizure dogs, dogs that do minimal protection or rescue work, and New Jersey law recognizes physical, mental, developmental, psychological disability. So a dog that's individually trained, there's the key word there, to assist with any of these disabilities qualifies in New Jersey under New Jersey law as a service dog. This is not some, you might think your dog is well behaved and heals and, you know, obeys basic commands. That doesn't count as a service dog.
Correct. The dog must be trained to perform a task, to recognize that something needs to happen and to be able to perform that task.
Now, with Seeing Eye, is that where you guys come in? Where do people go if they want to either have a dog that they've already been attached to? Can that animal be trained to be a certified under law service animal, or is that a whole different realm of animal?
Yeah, so at the Seeing Eye, what we specifically do is we train dogs to guide people who are blind or have low vision, right? So that is our mission, that is our focus, and the dogs are bred and raised and trained by us specifically to perform that task, to guide people. But there are other organizations throughout the country that can provide information to people who want to have dogs performing other tasks. Assistance Dogs International is a good organization to reach out to be referred to the right entity for your particular needs. But then there are people, and the ADA does allow this, there are people who train their own service animals. But again, those animals have to know how to perform a task, and they have to be behaving appropriately in public.
Dr. Melissa Allman, Senior Specialist for Advocacy and Government Relations with the Seeing Eye, seeingeye.org, their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. This has really become an unfair situation for those in true need of a true service animal, because I've seen, going through various box stores, for example, shopping centers, shopping malls, the people with the, I'll call them fake service animals, they kind of reveal themselves rather easily because they're very irresponsible. The dog can defecate on the floor. They'll just keep walking, for example. It's part of the responsibility falls upon the owner of the service animal as well.
Absolutely. So when you have a service animal, the law is very clear that you are responsible for the care and supervision of your animal at all times. One of the things that businesses are afraid of, and because they don't have good information on this, is that if an animal is not behaving and doing the behaviors that you just described, or if it's lunging and barking and growling, and if its behavior is not appropriate for a public place, businesses are allowed to ask the animal to be removed, even if it is a service animal. So no animal has to be allowed in a business if it is not behaving. And that's something that a lot of business owners just are so afraid to do the wrong thing that they also don't know what their rights are. And that's where we have a lot of work and education to do.
Well, that's something that the Seeing Eye is now in the process of doing, and you're part of that effort to bring awareness, to bring attention, to bring, I guess, protection of what's right and rights of the disabled, the blind, as well as what are legitimate service animals, and to help filter out the fakes and the phonies through various legal means, as you just referenced, too, so that a valuable service can be seen as something, as a positive, as opposed to a denial of access or service.
That's right. This year our focus is going to be on, we've already started to engage with our legislators a bit, and we're going to be continuing that effort, and we're going to continue to develop educational materials and resources for entities and also for our handlers to better equip themselves so that these issues can continue to be addressed and we can continue to raise awareness. It really is an ongoing process. One of the things that we did last year is we released a law enforcement training campaign that is available to police officers and other first responders on NJ Learn, which is a police proprietary platform that gives information to first responders about the access rights of people with service animals and also the issues that we face being interfered with by people and other dogs and the laws that pertain to those. So we would like to see more and more police and other first responders take this course, but it is available on the NJ Learn platform to police who want to engage with that material. So that's just one example of the efforts that we have engaged in to try to increase awareness, and those efforts will be continuing. So, you know, stay tuned for more of that as the year goes on.
And really, for whether it's a landlord, a business owner, a member of law enforcement, the laws regarding service animals, quite frankly, as legislation and laws come and go, are fairly concise and to the point. As a matter of a reference regarding housing and service animals, the document I have here that is pretty much all-encompassing from the New Jersey Department of Law and Public Safety is a grand total of 4 pages that pretty much explains what is right, what is optional, and what are options if something goes wrong. So it's for those in any kind of authoritative position, the learning and the information is there, and it is quite easy to understand. And for anyone who is confronted with a challenge to their service animal, you have options as well at njcivilrights.gov. You can file a complaint online. You can also call 833-653-2748, 833-653-2748. We'll put a link to that website at our homepage and under the guest listing for this week, because it's a growing, and you yourself, Melissa, were a victim of refusal of service and threat of penalties, a financial penalty for having a service animal. So you know firsthand about what people are facing, which is why I'm glad that you're part of the effort to battle back against this, because from experience comes the desire for making a right out of the wrong. So be certainly worthy of following and supporting the work of Seeing Eye and all the work that they do for training animals for the visually impaired, as well as the advocacy that they do for service animals. Learn more at seeingeye.org. We've been talking with the Senior Specialist for Advocacy and Government Relations, Melissa Ullman. Melissa, continued success in the work, the awareness that you guys are doing. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. If I could just say seeingeye.org/access is where you will find all the information on our advocacy resources. Thank you so much for letting me be here today.